Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
A second construction site has had to close due to a confirmed case of coronavirus. The East Quad site in Grange Gorman in Dublin, a joint venture between John Siskind's son and Spanish construction company FCC, has been shut down and a deep clean will now take place. It follows the temporary closure of a building site operated by John Paul Construction on Townsend Street in Dublin on Monday, where more than 20 workers were tested positive. So what are the particular challenges posed by such sites as more and more have returned to work now, and how difficult is it to keep workers safe? I'm joined by Sam McConkie, infectious disease specialist and head of the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine at the RCSI. Sam, has the construction industry done enough or not doing enough, or is this virus just so sneaky that outbreaks like this are inevitable wherever anybody gathers to work?
Yeah, good afternoon, Philip. I suppose I see the fact that we've detected these outbreaks and are dealing with them, and the companies are doing a deep clean and are testing everyone that's working there and testing contacts as a success. This is how contact tracing and how these sort of hopefully final stages of our first wave look like. So I feel that this is sort of inevitable, that we'll see workplaces and also residential houses. There are several little outbreaks happening in places where families live. Obviously, they don't thankfully get the news because they're private dwellings. But we are seeing lots of households being found and tested and kept in isolation. So I don't see this as a bad thing. I think it's good news that we're finding these, and good news that the companies are taking action. There's a lot you can do to improve the risks of COVID-19 transmitting. Obviously, on an outdoor building site, if people can stay 2 metres from each other, that helps. But if they can't, then wearing masks, wearing goggles, and obviously if people are sick, it's important that, you know, in any industry, that migrant workers or maybe folk who don't have strong links, many workers in the construction industry are young men. Young men aren't well linked into GPs. They often come from another part of the country. They don't have a local GP. So if they get febrile and coughing and sneezing and snuttering, they maybe don't have a GP's telephone number in their pocket that they can call up and say, I'm sick, I've got fever and cough, could I have COVID-19, could I have a test, please? But that we really need to be ensuring that there's good access to healthcare, good access to GP, good access to testing for all workers in every sector. And then, of course, they know to stay at home and sick. And if they're sick, I hope they get paid, even if they're off a day or two. It's important that industries don't dock salary for folk who are out because they're worried they might have COVID-19. So I think there are good practices going on, and I'm sure they'll continue.
You said something right at the outset there that I think everybody will have taken heart from if they were listening. You said final stages of our first wave. Is that where you think we are now, or are we in the foothills of a second wave? What are the figures saying?
It's the numbers that I'm saying, you know, are sort of, you know, 5, 17, 34. These are much, much better than what we're seeing as 400 and 800, you know, back in March and April. And back then we didn't have enough testing, as everyone knows. So we were undercounting because we were under testing took 2 or 3 weeks, and we weren't testing. Now we're testing on a massive scale, which is the right thing to do, and we're finding very small numbers, like 20 or 30 that are positive. So this is the right way to go about controlling this outbreak, is widespread testing of people at risk, as is obviously happening. Everyone with a fever, everyone with cough, everyone with snuffles that they didn't have yesterday, headache, backache, should be calling their GP. The GP over the telephone can do a risk assessment. Is this possibly COVID-19? And if it is, get a test done quickly. And I think that's working. And we're doing, I think it was 8,000 or 9,000 tests have been done the last few days each day. So we're actually testing a lot and finding small numbers of positives. Some of these are people coming in from abroad. Some of these are contacts of other known cases who are already in self-isolation. And some are known unexpected cases of community transmission, which of course is the most worrying sort. But it seems to me that the public health doctors and the leaders in this have done a great job. And what we're seeing is people doing a great job at ongoing control of COVID-19. Sadly, it's not gone yet. And if we go back to how we lived in 2019, within about 50 days, it'll go up 1,000-fold. So we're clearly not going to go back to to what we did in 2019. But I think we're all bought into this idea that this is a worldwide pandemic and our lives have changed fundamentally. They'll never be the same again, and we do have to come up with new work practices. Most industries, the construction industry, unfortunately, you know, 100 years ago, a lot of people fell from high buildings, and it's had a tradition of health and safety and rules and governance for the last 800 years that have worked very well in preventing industrial accidents in the construction. So they're quite used to being organised for workers' health and safety, and I'm very confident that this will continue and we'll get on top of this in the workplaces.
Testing and tracing is obviously the responsibility of the health authorities, but what, to your mind, are the responsibilities of employers in indoor settings now? What should they be doing?
So first of all, they need a really good plan. So it's a multiple stakeholder in a group to plan in detail how to reorganise the workplace. The risky places are not so much out where the construction is happening. It's things like the toilets. We need to clean the toilets after using them, not be leaving our personal sort of deposits lying around for others to come into contact with. That sounds like a common sense thing. It doesn't need to be said on 5 o'clock national radio, but that's kind of a bit where it's at. It's just scrupulous cleanliness and things like toilets. Similarly, if people are having their tea, the tradition sort of let's sit down and have a tea break cheek by cheek, shoulder by shoulder, is no longer a good idea. You're better off making your tea on your own in the kitchen and then bringing your tea outside or to a socially distanced place. Similarly, changing rooms, which may have been a part of some workplaces, are problematic if people are all in changing together. So those communal areas for eating, for changing and shared toilet facilities really need to think about how we can do those things safely. For example, changing at home, getting into your work clothes at home and going home in your work clothes, eating socially distanced and maybe outside, and again, toilet cleaning. Cleaning shared surfaces, it's what all of us in every industry are doing. In RTA, I notice there's lots of cleaning and barriers and alcohol, and quite rightly so, and social distancing for those of us who are in and out of there. And that, so every business and even private homes in Ireland have had to make that change. And I think employers in every sector, including construction, have to think about teaching staff. Then once you've got the plan, you have to sit down all the staff and say, this is a new world. We've got to do things differently here now. We want, as your employer, protect you from spreading this around to each other. And if you're sick, please stay at home. We'll pay you through the sick leave. If you're sick, please call your GP immediately and the GP can organise a rapid COVID-19 test. If you're positive with that test, please tell us your employer you're positive, because we have a duty to try and test the work employees that you might have come in contact with. Keep a list of people working on a site so it's very easy for the contact tracers to rapidly know who was working on that site for the last 14 days. Obviously, it's hard for private employers to discourage private parties. You know, what we do in our own home is difficult for people to influence, but maybe we should be discouraging people from big parties over 10 and from lots of social mixing. Stick with the same group of 9 people and do your socialising with the same group of 9 or 10 is within the rules for phase 3.
Sam McConkie, thank you very much for that.